Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, 3 o'clock. Great having you with us. We got some football in the mix, and I want to introduce a little bit of baseball, and then we'll talk to everybody. Football-wise, it's just very quick. Again, we're all at the same dinner table. We all want the same thing. We want the Lions to win a Super Bowl. So we're all family here. No one's against each other. I like what the Lions have done this offseason, but I don't feel like they've gone all in. And when you juxtapose it to a team like the Houston Texans, who have indeed gone all in, I can't help but be a little jealous. Now, no, I didn't want the Lions signing Steph Diggs. That's not what this is about. Expand your mind. It's about the style of moves. They didn't settle for a B-level pass rusher. They got Danielle Hunter. They didn't settle for a B-level receiver. They got Steph Diggs. They haven't settled for anything. They're going all in. And I admit, there's a little envy there. I just wondered if you have given it the side eye a little. And look, there's time for the Lions to do more, but I do. I want them to go all in and chase it, because I think today, Rico and I agree on this. The window for Buffalo, gone. Yeah. It's over. Just like that.
Yeah. Does this put a little doubt in the back of your mind of, did the Lions do enough? Have they done enough right here, right now in the offseason? Now, we've had a couple callers say, I'm going to wait until after June 1st. That's when Brad's going to go in there. Let him keep cooking. He'll fix this. But right here, right now.
I think you're better.
Do you have a little bit of doubt? Not that you're better, but did you do everything that you could?
I'm going to say no.
You did some stuff, but you know deep down, I could have did a little
more. Well, I mean, case in point. Now, again, I will, I guess I have faith in Brad Holmes. I expect this will be fixed by training camp. You don't have a pair of starting corners. And Amik Robinson's value is if he's your third corner, a depth piece on the outside, and really he's your starting nickel. You need a corner opposite Carlton Davis, and I don't think it's good enough to draft a rookie. So yeah, I believe it'll get fixed.
And as the days go on, the Cam Sutton thing just looks weirder and weirder.
Change to the charges and all that.
It kind of feels like a Miles Bridges type of thing where it's now a misdemeanor.
I think the Lions obviously have better facts than we do. I always remind fans of this. The heads of security for these teams are ex-detectives, ex-FBI. Their information flow behind the scenes, you know.
Well, also,
but you know what your player's mom is up to, much less just the player.
But I also think it's the PR hit of, you know what, we don't want to do. Like the Hornets just said, we're bad and we don't care. Miles will take you no matter what. We'll give you on a discounted price.
Right.
But if you're a team like the Lions, you don't have to put up with the guy who you may be good on the field, but your personal life is in disarray. Go fix your life.
I didn't have a problem with how they handled it.
But I didn't either, but it was just one of those like, maybe you jumped the gun and you could have salvaged something out of this.
It also makes it an easier decision when the player stunk. He was terrible last year.
Fair.
You know, miscast or not, he was terrible.
As you would say, you win.
Whee! All right. Now that's A. If you want to call in on that, 248-539-9797. Let me mix in some baseball for people. And it's simple. Tigers, hottest team in baseball. Undefeated. 4-0. Obviously, the rain, the weather's wreaking havoc on you. But I've heard a lot of talk on the station, and I will give you my statement on this. If you want me to get excited about this team, if you want me to believe in this team, then I'm going to need you to do something you haven't done in 8 years. That's not make the playoffs. I'm not going to be that type of bleep hole. No, it's get out of the month of April above 500.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show me that in the course of a month and in the course of about 25 games, I need you to be above 500. Rico has highlighted you're playing the worst teams in baseball right now. The Mets are atrocious. The White Sox should be disbanded. The Oakland A's, I mean, the fans, there's more fans protesting in the parking lot than in the stadium.
Looks like the Pirates are kind of a shock, like, oh.
Yeah. Wow. And again, my point is, I have major doubts about the offense. I did not like the offseason as it pertained to the offense. You know I like the pitching. You know I like the bullpen. I think A.J. Hinch has the capability to be a plus manager, unless he starts batting Harvey cleanup again. But my point is, I'm not going to get excited until I see a month of good baseball, a month to open a season you haven't given me or this town in almost a decade.
So you're not going to go 40 games. You're not doing the Sparky.
Just hey, let's be here on May 1st, the week of the Kentucky Derby 150, above 500. Can you do that for me?
You know what, buddy? We just became best friends. Because that's exactly what I was going to say.
You want to go do karate in the garage?
Right. It's because I didn't want to ask you because I didn't want to know what you, you know, I purposely did not ask you this question.
Yeah, that's called real radio. We don't script takes here like other people.
But yeah, for me, that alone. How about you just have a winning record and the further you are from north of 500, the more I will believe.
And the more I'll accept if the offense still looks like trash, but you're 18-11.
Yeah. Then you know what? You're going to be a team that just scratches out victories. You're going to win the 2-1 games, the 3-2 type of games, and that's okay. Yeah. It doesn't have to be softball city. You just got to win. But yeah, if you're sitting there, like I said, 18-12,
right?
Whatever. Great, because now you have a lead in a division that you can take, and now it's almost like, can you just play 500 baseball for the rest of the season? You can probably win this thing.
Okay, so with that established, let's throw it to you guys out there in listenerland. And again, you want to call in about the Lions? Feel free. You're a Tiger fan. What will it take you to be excited about this team? If you're already excited, just state your case. Sell me this pen. Now, if you're not a huge Tiger fan, your burden of proof might be higher. What will it take for you to get involved with your baseball team in this town? Might take a lot more than that. I'm a baseball fan. I like baseball. I'm excited baseball's back. I want the Tigers desperately to be good because I am so tired of this team being an albatross on my life and my time and my radio show. No, how about this? Be interesting. Could we do that? Like, that's a team's purpose in life. Be interesting. Don't be a pain in my ass. Be good. And I'm with Rico on this. Now, last year we had some fun. We're in a pennant chase. Can we get to training camp? Mm-hmm. Guys, that's not good enough this year. This year the job is get to Labor Day. Make me question how I'm using my time. Mm-hmm. Am I going to watch this off-brand college football game between Coastal Carolina and Charlotte? Or do the Tigers have a game that matters they with 18 games left?
Right, they got a series against the Twins over the weekend, and right. You need to win two or three of those.
That's where I'm at. 248-539-9797. David, your comment on either, both, or you could just say you don't care. It's your call.
The Tigers are averaging just barely over a run per nine innings. I need at least four or five. I need some runs here.
Limited sample size.
Yes. But David.
Correct. 16 total runs.
David,
this is ridiculous.
Say this with me. A win is a win.
Oh, I'm taking the 4-0. I'm taking that. But
they don't have to be pretty.
But in order for me to you know, fall in line and say, you know what, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing and I'm on board right. here. Just score more.
Right. You don't need to be the Diamondbacks when they play the Rockies and score 13 runs in one inning.
In essence, what will it take? What do the Tigers have to do to make you sound like this?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.